Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the readings that we've heard today are very appropriate at this time in history. The letter to the Hebrews, commentators say, exegetes say, was written to a community that was in danger of falling into apostasy. And so the intention of the author was to recall the community to fervor, to strengthen their faith. And the theme of the letter, the primary theme, is the priesthood and sacrifice of Christ. And if you recall from yesterday's homily for the feast of the baptism of our Lord, Father Matthias spoke of the laity of the priesthood and the participation that all of the faithful have in the priesthood of Christ. Today, the world rejects Christ. It always has. But more and more, once Christian societies and Western civilization as a whole is increasingly questioning or rejecting the authority of Christ and His church. And for a Christian society, this amounts to apostasy, the very same thing that the author of the letter to the Hebrews was concerned about. So this reading is particularly useful to us, as well, of course, as the gospel. And I'd like to draw out one point that kind of fits into this context of questioning the faith, rejecting truths that have been given. And in this case, there was an article published yesterday or the day before in Boston's diocesan paper, at least online it was published, an article about the testimony of an Italian archbishop who had recently taken part in an exorcism. And so he had given an interview to the paper and affirmed. He said, if you question the existence of the devil, he exists. All you have to do is experience an exorcism to be convinced of this. Many today question the church's teaching or want to go along with the heresy of rationalists who deny the supernatural and the preternatural and want to explain everything in terms of natural causes. And yet, he who would deny the existence of the devil would make Christ a liar. We're told very clearly in the letter, first letter of St. John, that the Son of God was revealed to destroy the works of the devil. Christ came to destroy the works of the devil, and he has the authority, of course, to do this. And we saw that very clearly in today's gospel. And the people recognized then this authority of Christ. Even before he cast out the Spirit, they were astonished at his teaching because he taught them as one having authority. And of course, all of the authority of sacred scripture has its center and its weight in Jesus Christ. So when he speaks with the authority of the entire scripture, or the entire scriptures speak of him. And the people recognize this. And then, of course, this unclean spirit also recognizes this. And it's interesting, in Hebrews, we heard, he who consecrates and those who are being consecrated all have one origin. Therefore, he is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, I will proclaim your name to my brethren In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. In this statement, it could be taken, and probably most appropriately, is our Lord's testimony of claiming us as his brothers. And this, I will proclaim your name to my brethren in the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. Well, I just find it interesting that in the midst of the assembly here at the synagogue, it's this unclean spirit that names Jesus for who he is. Although it's not a confession or a praise, he says, I know who you are, the Holy One of God. And so even Satan is compelled to recognize Christ, the Holy One of God, and obey him. So today, brothers and sisters, we are, as a culture, present-day culture of America, of Europe, of Western civilization, is very much on the verge of mass apostasy. And this, too, has been prophesied. We are the body of Christ. We share in his priesthood, and we're called to give worship to God in Christ and through Christ, and to do his work as we promised in our baptism. We promised to reject Satan and all of his works. So we're definitely involved, each and every one of us personally, in this struggle that defines our earthly existence after the fall of Adam, a struggle between the serpent and the Son of Man, between evil and good. And we're involved not only as the battlefield, as it were, where this struggle takes place in the soul of each and every one of us who is consecrated to God, a brother, a sister of Christ, yet subject to temptation. The glory that is given to Christ is not yet complete in the church. We're still involved in this struggle. But we're called also to be protagonists, as participants in the priesthood of Christ. We're called to follow him, our leader in salvation, and to engage in the battle, to also accept suffering, which is it's through the suffering of Christ, through his passion and death, that he defeated Satan. And so we're too called in this way to sacrifice. And then, and only then, can we obtain the crown of glory that is promised to us, which our Lord already won and enjoys in heaven in his glory. And then he will come again in glory. In the meantime, the church remains the sacrament of salvation in a world that is falling increasingly into apostasy. And this battle is heating up, and it can only continue to do so until a decision is made, or the world arrives at freedom. And Our Lady promised the triumph of her Immaculate Heart. And so we celebrate this Mass today in honor of that promise, in which we have great confidence and hope. Let us entrust our priesthood, be it as lay persons or as ordained ministers, consecrated persons, let us entrust our duty and our privilege to the Blessed Virgin Mary, who can guide us to victory and to help bring civilization back to our countries that are on the verge of apostasy. Praise be Jesus and Mary.